अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै गुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणान्तिके माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम एंड टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु दीक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट अष्टोत्तर शास्त्र भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सब गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणति इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज. आई थिंक अवर क्लासेज आर गोइंग ऑन वेल इन मॉर्निंग आफ्टर 10 इन दिस नो कंप्लेंट अप टिल नाउ आई हैव नो कंप्लेंट. So many gatherings, more than 500 devotees. Today is Ram Navami, birthday of Ram, and same the day when Ram went to forest, and same day when he returned from forest.
Rajyabhishek same day.
And Rajyabhishek on the same day. Very important day. I think it will be better that Shruti Maharaj will speak something. He knows Ramayana so well. At least 15 minutes.
Just come here. Don't fear.
You can come.
First of all, I would like to offer my dandavat pranams thousands of times in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Shimachira Bhakti, Shira Gorkishodas Babaji Maharaj, and Gaurgovinda Goswami Maharaj.
And to my
same Dandavat Pranam to my Shiksha Guru and Sanyas Guru, Om Vishnupad Shrimad Shila Bhakti, वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज. Very surprised about this, but Gurudev has ordered me to speak something on Ram Navami. So it's a very long epic. So where to start?
From the beginning.
So
there was a king, Dasrath Maharaj. There was a king, Dasrath Maharaj. In brief, at least 15 minutes to 20 minutes. Enough time.
So, when Ramachandra and Lakshman Bharat Satrughna were grown up a little bit, even 16 years old, they were training themselves at martial weaponries. And Vishwamitra came one day and he looked at them and saw their skills. So he was very attracted because he thought, unless somebody very powerful comes and stop the mischiefs of the Rakshasas in the forest, then it will never be possible to do for the rishis who lives in the forest to do any sacrifices. So immediately when he saw the powerful skills and grace and wonderful attitudes of Ram and his brothers, immediately he went to see Dasharatha Maharaj in the palace. And he requested, Dasharatha Maharaj, you please, I need help for this. I need some help from your sons because something is in the forest is going on and I need to stop these things. So he asked Dasharath if he could please give his sons to him for some times, and then he will return the sons. So Dasharath became very bewildered because he was so attached to Ram and his brothers. So he couldn't give an answer immediately. And actually the news, the request broke his heart because he never thought that in such a young age his sons would be requested to go to the forest for especially to attack big demons. So he didn't know what to do, but then he approached Vashishtha Rishi's guru and request from him what to do. So Vashishtha Rishi, he knew about Vishwamitra. So he told Dasharatha Maharaj, yes, you can give your sons and it will be beneficial for them because they will be trained up also by Vishwamitra. He's very qualified Rishi and he can teach them so many things about fighting and all these things and protections. So they will be benefited. So Dasharath, he never asked his wife whether should I do or not. He just gave his sons after the request of Vashishtha. And then they left for the forest. And you know, all episodes started by going into the forest. First, they were asked to protect one Jagya. First, they killed a demon, Tara, very powerful demoness.
Taruka.
Huh?
Taruka.
Then they went to one sacrifice which was going on, and they tried to protect that sacrifice. And Subahu and Marichi. So to show his power, Ramachandra, he threw an arrow to Subahu, and that person was thrown towards South India. And that was Marichi. And Subahu was killed. Then
from there to
Janakpuri.
They went to
Janakpuri. Yeah, but then I have to tell the story of Ram Sita's wedding. Then.
No, tell us.
Everybody knows.
No, no.
Good story.
One thing about Ramachandra, he was Ekapatni and Ekapatbana. He had made one vow that he would only marry one lady, one woman. So during his whole life, he kept that promise. And he was also Ekabana, means he would kill his enemies with one arrow only. So one time when it was, when Sita was kidnapped, then he was looking for her everywhere, and he was traveling throughout India. Then he came to a place where Sugriva and Hanuman could see him from a distance. And Sugriva, he was looking for an alliance with somebody who would be powerful enough to reconquer the kingdom that he had just lost from his brother, Bali. And he has taken shelter from a place which Bali couldn't go, but otherwise he would have been killed by him. So, from that place, he saw that two persons, Lakshman and Ram, were walking in a valley. And he was wondering whether they were sent by Bali to attack him, or they could be possibly an alliance for him to conquer
his
kingdom. So, he sent Hanuman there. And Hanuman took a disguise and took a shape of a brahmachari, a young brahmachari. Then he went and he met the Lord Ram. And very nicely, that was the first time where Hanuman met Ram. And he spoke to Ram in such a very beautiful way, very poetic, very learned, that Ram, he couldn't do else other to glorify him. He was glorifying Hanuman, which was in the disguise of a brahmachari. And Hanuman was trying to find out what was the intentions of Ram. So, after some times, Ram started to glorify Hanuman. And Hanuman said, he told the story of his brother, of Sugriva. And he said he's looking for some alliance, so would you be pleased to meet him and see if it's possible to help him, and he will also help you to find Sita. So they went to that mountain where Sugriva has taken shelter, and they met there. And they spoke for some time, and Sugriva finally he said, if you help me to conquer my kingdom, then I will be able to help you to find Sita again. So Ram said, okay, it's very nice, I'd like to do that. And they decided that they would do this. But Sugriva had a doubt. He said, because Bali was very powerful, he said, are you able or powerful enough to conquer my brother? Because he's so strong that he has defeated me so much that I'm very afraid of another encounter with him. So would you please show some of your skill? And then I will be satisfied. And Ram immediately took one arrow and he threw that arrow across through 7 palm trees who were lined up. And the arrow went through the 7 palm trees and transpersed them and then went into the ground. And from under the ground, he came back into his quiver. So, like this, Sugriva was very, very astonished. He said, okay, I think we should make an alliance. And Ram was very pleased that he would also get some help from him. So in this way, they made an alliance. So what's happening then is that Ram made a device in order to get Vali to come out from the kingdom and fight with Sugriva. So he told Sugriva, you go in front of the gates of the palace and you call Vali. And then you fight. And me, from hiding place, I will shoot an arrow and I will kill him. In this way, you will be rid of him. So Sugriva said, yes, okay, no problem. So he went there and he called for Vali to come out. And after some time, Vali was enjoying inside the palace with his queens and so much happenings. And he was very happy that he was a king of that kingdom. So when he heard the calls of Sugriva, he came out and he said, what do you want? Oh, Sugriva, he said, I want to fight with you. I want my kingdom back. He said, no problem, we can have a fight. So they start to fight together, and Sugriva was thinking of Ram all the time. Is he gonna come and enter him? So they were fighting, and nothing was happening. So after some time, Vali being so strong, he took advantage of his strength, and he started to beat up Sugriva. And Sugriva was lamenting, what is Ram doing? Why is not feeding him? But nothing was coming. And he was being defeated and beating and more beating. So at the end, he just ran away for his life. And Vali told him, don't come back anymore, otherwise I'll kill you. So Vali came back and he rejoiced his victory. And then Sugriva went to Ram and he lamented. He said, why did you not kill him? And Ram said, when you were fighting together, I couldn't recognize who was who. So if I would have thrown an arrow, maybe I would have killed you. So that's why I didn't do anything. But next time now, you can again go and fight with him. But you will have to wear something around your neck, some cloth that will distinguish you from him. And then it will be okay. So Sugriva came back in front of the gate and called again. And Vali was drunk and so proud of his victory. So when he heard the voice of Sugriva, he said, oh, what's happening? He has not understood the lesson. Now I will kill him, definitely. But actually his wife, she told him, oh, be very careful. Now he's coming again. There must be a trick behind that. Because why he should come again a second time after being defeated? So you should not go. But Vali was intoxicated by his power and some alcohol. So he said, no problem. This time he will never come again. And he came out and he fought again with him. But at that time, Ram from behind, he could distinguish the two. So he threw an arrow and he killed Vali. So that's how Sugriva got his kingdom back. So Vali complained to Ram, why did you do that? You're not following any religious principles. But Ram, he gave the reason. He said, oh, you have done so many bad things also. So I'm not killing you, I'm punishing you from the reactions of what you did. So you don't complain. So Sugriva, I don't know exactly the details. Sugriva, he came and enjoyed the kingdoms for some time. It was the Chaturmasya of rainy season. So he said, after that time, I will come and I will help you to get Sita back by searching her all over the India and the world. So they did this. It took some time to convince Sugriva to do it because he was also absorbing, enjoying his kingdom back. But then Lakshman came and convinced Sugriva to come out immediately, and they went to the four directions of India, and Hanuman was sent to South India. And there was an episode on how Hanuman and the monkeys, of army of monkeys, would go to Lanka, because it was such a distance between the two continents that nobody could jump there. So they were trying to find somebody who was powerful enough to jump across. And they asked many monkeys, can you do this? And one monkey said, I cannot do. I can jump half of the way, but then it will be not enough for me. And another said, I can jump, but I will be so tired that I cannot jump back. And then they said, who can do it? Then they remember Hanuman. Hanuman, he couldn't, never he knew he was so strong. He had some curse that he couldn't evaluate his own strength. So they went to see him, ask him if he could do it. And he said, yes, I can do it. Then he did it, he jumped. And when he arrived in Lanka, he met the demigoddess of Lanka. And that demigoddess, that Ishtadev of Lanka, came to him and said, hey monkey, what are you coming here for? And Hanuman looked at her and punched her in the face. And she fell down. And then she stood up again and she looked at Hanuman. And she said, you can enter. Because I was told that whenever a monkey would arrive in Lanka and punch me in the face, Lanka will be finished. So my business here is finished. So you can go and do your business.
Very good. He can speak 5-6 hours.
Because before his name was Ram Vijay.
In the dynasty of Sun and Raghu, Maharaj Dasarath became a very powerful king. In his young age, he married so many queens, but in them two were prominent, Kausalya, Sumitra. But he has no son, no daughter, nothing. Then Maharaj Dasarath, in his young age, once upon a time, he went to
hunting,
and it became night. So his friend was Kaikai, the king of Kaikai Pradesh in India. And he went in the night there. That king was, Kaikai was friend of Maharaj Dasarath. He became very happy. And he gave him place of host and prasadam, everything. And he told his young daughter, very beautiful and qualified, Kaikai, that you should look after the king. He is my bosom friend. She managed so beautifully and so sweetly that Maharaj Dasarath was very much pleased. In the morning, when he went to Maharaj Kaikai, his friend, to take his permission to go to Ayodhya, Maharaj Dasarath told, your daughter is very much qualified. So I want that you should give your girl, I will marry. But he denied I cannot give you. Why? You have so many kings, queens. I have promised that I will give my daughter to anyone who is very qualified, powerful. And after him,
your son.
The son coming from her own womb will be king. Maharaj began to laugh. Maharaj Dasarath, I have so many queens, about 360, but I have no son. And fortunately, if son comes, automatically he will be the king, no harm. And then marriage was done. After long time, Maharaj Dasarath was called by demigods to fight with demons. Kayakai was charioteer, very expert in
driving
chariots. So he was fighting with them, and then anyhow some
arrow.
No, his chariot dhuri was cut down, and then very excessively he took it chariot on her hand, one side, and thus he won. But due to Kayakai, then Maharaj told, I am very much happy. You should have a broom with me. Broom?
Boon.
From me. She told, I want to give two boons. Oh, I am very happy. This is all. When time will come, I will see. At that time, I will. So after that, by the advice of Vasishtha, Putreshti Jagya was done, and four queens gave four sons: Kaushalya, Ram; Kaikeyi, Bharat; Sumitra,
Lakshman; and Satyavrata,
Shatrughna. Gradually, they were admitted in the school of Vasishtha, and after that, they went to Siddhashram, as he told, and he killed Tadaka, Subahu, and others. And then, in the way, he went to Janakpuri, and there was a bow of Shankar. Maharaj Janak has promised, I will give this daughter to marry. Anyone will take it,
lift the bow.
And he will
string the bow.
But anyone cannot. Even Raman came, Banasur and all others, demigods also. Shiva, because Sita was very beautiful and qualified. But Ram took very easily, and he wanted to
string the bow.
But it was
broken down.
Then Parshuram came, and so many histories. After that, they returned to Ayodhya. Four sons of Maharaj Dasarath were married with the four daughters of Maharaj Janak and his brother. After some time, Maharaj Dasarath knew that Ram is very qualified. He should be Rajkumar.
Crown Prince.
After me, he should be king, and he should manage everything. At that time, Bharat was on his
maternal uncle
house, and in time Vasishtha and all rishis, maharshis, and Ayodhyapuri,
the subjects of Ayodhya,
all they wanted that Ram should be king. So the date was declared tomorrow or Ram Navami. And in the time, Kaikeyi, which wanted Ram more than Bharat, she used to love Ram more. But due to the advice of his
maid servant,
Manthara, she took two bones, that Ram should go away for 14 years in forest and Bharat should be the king. Then Ramchandra knew, and at once he took brahmachari vesh. Lakshman and Sita followed with him, and he went to the forest. First he went to Chitrakoot, and in the meantime Bharat returned from his maternal uncle, and he saw that none is coming to welcome him. What is the matter? And then he went to his mother house, the king will be there. But he saw that father was not there. Father was
gone.
So when he saw the face of mother, white only, no rangin sadi or anything, no ornaments, then where is father? She told him he has
gone.
Where is Ram? Oh, he has gone to forest. Where is Bharat, Sita? They have also gone. Oh, why? Because I have taken two bones, that Bharat should be king and Ram should go to for 14 years. For you. But Bharat became very angry. And he promised that you are not my mother. From today, no relation of mother. I would have killed you if Ram was not happy. But Ram, I know Ram will be angry. That is why I am not. And he wanted to also kill Manthara, but Bharat Satrughna. But Bharat told that don't do so. And then he promised that I will not take the kingdom. I will not be king. I must go with all my priests, counselors, and Ajodhyapurvasi. And I will give this kingdom again to Ram. And thus he went to Chitrakoot. When he went, Maharaj Maharshi Vasishtha was there. All the counselor of Ram, Maharaj Dasarath were there. Rishis, Maharshis were there. Bharat went to Kausalya and told, Mother, Ram cannot disobey. So I am in the right path. Then you must tell him and order him to return back to Ajodhya and take his kingdom. Oh, how can I tell this? Ram is marjada, purush. He cannot deviate from his what he has promised. But you are also mother. Oh, mother, but Kaikeyi is also your mother. So, then he went to Vasishtha. Oh, Gurudev, Ram, my brother Ram cannot disobey you. You should order him to return back to Ajodhya and take the kingdom. But he also refused. How can I say? He is Marjada Purushottam. What he has promised, he will do. And he is obeying his father's words and mother's words. How can I tell not to follow and to come to Ajodhya? Then he went to the mother of Sita.
Sunayana.
Maharaj Janak also was there. So next day, a council was there meeting. All the Rishi Maharshi in one side, Ajodhya Purvasi one side, Ram one side, Bharat one side. And then Vasishtha told, we are all moved by this serious condition of Ajodhya, especially seeing towards Bharat and Ram. What should we do? We cannot think. So please, you should solve this situation. Because you are now
guardian
of both family. Your family also and here Ajodhya also. And then he prayed to Bhagwan Shankar, his guru. And then he told that, what he will inspire me, I will tell you. Will you follow me, what I will tell? And he looked towards Ram. Ram told him, what you will tell, surely I will follow. And then towards Bharat, he told him, yes, I will also obey your order. Then he told, the love and affection of Bharat is more greater than Ram Marjada. Dharma, Varnashram, Dharma. But Prem has also its own rule and regulation. Anna Vilasita Sunyam, Gyan Karma Adhyanavritam, Anukullena Krishna Nusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Janak told that a lover wants to fulfill all the desire of his Ishtadev, beloved. Up till now you are one-sided, that Ram will come, then I will be happy, all will be happy. But whether Ram will be happy or not, have you thought? And at once Bharat was changed. He gave his head on the lotus feet of Maharaj Janak and told that you are guru. You have opened my eyes. Up till now I was thinking of mine and others, but not about Ram, whether he will be happy or not. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana. Anukullena here Ram Anusilana. Krishna is here Ram. Keshavadhrita
Dasavidharupa.
Rama Sarira. Jai Jai.
Devahare.
So, Krishna has come in the form of Ram, though he is Marjada. Bharat Prem is like an endless ocean. And Ram is like Himalaya in Varnashram Dharma, Marjada Purushottam. He can sing, but not he can
move.
So you should go and ask how Ram is pleased, what he wants, how he will be happy. Then Bharata at once moved in. Oh, now my Guru Janak Dev has
opened my eyes.
What you want really? Tell for this servant. Then Ram told, your love and affection is highest than my dharma. So you, I am defeated, you are
winner.
I am accepting the kingdom of Ajodhya. No? Now this kingdom is mine. I have taken. But I want that for me, you should be pratinidhi,
representative
of mine,
for 14 years.
And go to Ajodhya and manage all the kingdom. And in the meantime, after 14 years, without a day delay, I must return back. And thus, Bharat also wanted one thing, that you should donate me. What? Your sandal, wooden sandal. And then Ramchandra gave him, and he took on his head, returned back, and as Ram was Brahmachari Vesh, oh, he began to be like that, and even his mother came, but Maharani Kaikai, no mother, none. He was so strict. Jake Priyana Ram Bhai Dehi, Tajiya Ram Sabu. Oh, any Kirtan, you. Yes?
Sitaram, 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 Shyare Ram Dasharatha Nandana Raja Ram Govinda Shyare Ram Dasharatha Nandana Raja Ram Hey
Hare 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 Hare
after that birth, returned to Ayodhya, but told, if Ram will delay one day even, then he will give her body to fall. Ram told it cannot be. I will come sooner, one day before, and I will take the kingdom. Don't be worried. And this, after that, Ramchandra went to Dandakaranya. At that, demons like Ravan, Kumbhakarna, like Meghnad, so many. They were disturbing whole India, whole world. They used to take the young ladies, beautiful ladies. They disturb any yajna. If anyone is doing yajna, at once they used to what?
Destroy that.
Thus, so many rishis and maharshis, they have eaten all demons. Seeing the Ram, all the rishis, maharshis, they prayed that you should save us. We have come to for sacrifice, fire, yajna, and to have increased the relation with God, Supreme Lord. So please save us. Then Ramchandra, he promised that he will do. And in the meantime, Raman came, Kardushan. Surpanasa, you know, Surpanakha. This is like big soup.
Nail.
Big. She came and saw Ram. Oh, beautiful. She could not check her. She transformed his
form
and became a very beautiful Rajkumari. And went to Ram, I want to marry you. You are only room from me. And then Ramchandra told, I have
wife
with Sita, you are seeing. So he's not with his wife, Lakshman, you can marry her. When he went, then Lakshman told, I am servant of Ram, so do you want to be queen or
maid servant of Sita Devi?
I want to be queen, then go to Ram. And then he saw towards Sita and went to
solo her.
But Lakshman took his knife, sword, and cut nose. And then he went to his brother, very powerful, Khar and Dushan. Khar means ass, donkey. Like Krishna has killed donkey and Putana. So this was like donkey, always in sense gratification, not knowing God and all these things. He and Dushan means those, all bad qualities. So they came to kill Ram, and fight was done, Ram killed them all, with so many. And then Raman heard from from Surpanakha. She told to his brother, Raman, Sita is really a very beautiful lady. I wanted to bring Sita for you, but they cut my nose. You should take revenge. And then with marriage, he stolen away Sita anyway, and took her to his beautiful garden, Ashok Vatika, and kept with thousands of
gods.
In the meantime, Ram and Lakshman were searching Sita Devi. They saw Jatayu. And then they came to Kiskindha. You know that Shankar, Mahadev, he serves always Supreme Lord. He has become Gopishwar Mahadev in Vrindavan and serving. He became Hanuman to serve Sri Ramachandra. In also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela. Anyhow, he is there.
Advaita Acharya.
So, Shankar always serving Krishna and his manifestations. So Hanuman was there in Kishkindha and in disguise of a brahmachari with sweet words. He wanted to know that, who are you? Then Ramchandra told, I am Surbansi, Raghukul Raja, Maharaj Dasarath's son. Anyhow, to fulfill his words, I have come to forest. But here, demons have stolen away my Sita. So I am searching. And then he took them to Maharaj Sugriva, who was also in forest, driven by his brother Bali. And how he killed Balu, he has killed. And then after killing Bali, Hanuman was sent to Lanka. And he went there and he searched by the help of Vibhishan there in Ashok Vatika Sita. And he wanted to bring Sita on his back. But Sita told, no, I cannot touch anybody besides Ram. So please you should go and bring Ramachandra and he will take me with him. I will go only with her. And then he went in the Vatika, Pushpa Vatika, and he began to take fruits and trees.
Uprooted.
And then he killed his sons, Akshay Kumar and so many. And then they by Brahmastra, Meghnad, binded him and took him to council. Their round was sitting. Then they wanted to kill him, but someone told, the monkeys have their tails very, they like. So burn this tail. Then they began to
wrap cloth.
Cloth and
kerosene oil.
And he made his
tail.
Tells so miles and miles long. And then when they gave it, then at once he made a very
small
form and came out of that Brahmastra and jumping here and there in whole Lanka. Oh, he destroyed whole Lanka. He gave it fire. And then again he went to Maharani Sita and he told that I brought one
ring
of Ram, that I am messenger of Ram, and he gave to Sita. And Sita told that, Hanuman told that you should also give me any your ornament that I can take and Ram should believe me. Then he gave his one ornament, Chandrika, and he took and at once came, and thus Ram, Lakshman and other monkeys in the guidance of Sugriv, Nal Nil, Jamvant and others, they made a breach over. It seems that at that time there was no big boats, not discovered, or so many aeroplanes. Only a special demigods used to use, not for ordinary person. Anyhow, made the pool by the help of Nal and Nil, and they crossed 100 what? Jojan. ocean and went to Lanka and killed Ravan,
Kumbhakarna,
Meghnad and all whole dynasty except Vibhishan. And he gave kingdom to Vibhishan. And with Sita, he returned to
Ayodhya.
And next day, he took the kingdom, throne, and thus he began to rule over whole Ayodhya. Ram Rajya is very, very special. Still we dream for Ram Rajya. In front of son, father never used to die. None were very poor. All were very happy. And after that, Ramchandra ruled for 11,000 years. And after that he exiled Sita in the last. And so many things were there. How Sita was again separated with Ram, and she felt separation mood. Ram also separation mood. But to keep the words and for the subjects, he did so. But he never left Sita from his heart. He used to worship Sita, golden Sita. And then that is why you see Vishnu Priya Devi serves a wooden
deity of
Mahaprabhu. And return you saw that Ram gave Sita exile, but in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He left his house, mother, wife, everything, and he went to forest. And for this, Vishnu Priya wouldn't be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to worship. Still that deity is there anywhere. So there are so many things. Gaur Premanande.
Microphone please.
After that you should continue as daily you continue.
Hare Krishna, we will announce the names of the devotees who received today initiation. If we mention your name, please stand up so that we can see your Shri Gurudev can announce your new transcendental name.
I am requesting devotees, after announcing name of by Gurudev, then can clap. Otherwise, if you start clapping in beginning, they could not listen their name. So I'm requesting when we announce the name, then you can clap.
Also, the devotees of Germany will organize Rath Yatra this year again in Berlin, and they are requesting, inviting all of you. There is a very special CD which has been, or DVD I believe, with beautiful sections of Srila Gurudev's touring around the world over the last 10 years, 11 years since starting. It's a beautiful DVD, and I recommend all of you, if you have this, you will be so happy. And by purchasing this, you will support Rath Yatra of Berlin. All the proceeds will go there. It will be for sale anywhere in this building. Hari Vallabh is telling on the table, in the corner, yeah, in the hallway. Now we will start. Today, receiving Diksha from Switzerland, we stand up Mangala Devi Dasi.
Mangala Devi Dasi ki jai.
From Germany.
I am requesting again, when Gurudev will announce name, then clap. Otherwise, if you clapping is before, then she could not have, or he or she could not listen their name. When Gurudev announce, then clap, not before.
Also, when we announce Harinam, they will receive new name, only Diksha. Same name. Diksha receiving from Germany, Markandeya Das.
Markandeya Das ki.
From Germany, receiving Harinam and Diksha, Susanna Gabriela.
Suchitra.
Suchitra Devi ki jai.
From Germany, receiving Harinam, Dino Frank.
Dinadayal.
Dinadayal Prabhu ki jai.
From Zurich, Switzerland, receiving Harinam, Gajik Jelka Lila.
Lila Devi.
Huh?
Lila Devi.
Oh, Lila Devi. Lilavati.
Lilavati Anadashyada.
To Lila Devi ki jai.
From Lithuania, receiving Harinam, Vaida Doma Vichutte.
Vichitra.
Vichitri. Vichitri. Vichitri Devi ki jai. Rohan, you are first, she is second.
Receiving Diksha.
Are you talking on your name to the
other?
Bajan, Bajanti Tuachi.
Receiving Diksha from Germany. Hey, Manga.
I will give you another name.
Bilasini.
Bilasini.
More beautiful than Chitra. Okay, receiving Harinam from Lithuania, Filkas Simokaitia.
Shyamananda.
Shyamala.
Shyamananda.
Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai.
From Lithuania, receiving Diksha, Ahalya Devi Dasi.
Ahalya Devi Dasi ki jai.
From France, receiving Diksha, Akalpa Devi Dasi.
Akalpa. Akalpa Devi. Anupama Devi ki jai. Anupama.
From Germany, receiving Harinam, both husband and wife, I believe. Jitendra Shah and Arpita Shah.
Jitendra Jit Krishna Das.
Oh, Jit Krishna Das. Prabhu ki jai.
Anuradha.
Anuradha. Oh, Anuradha, your name is Anuradha.
Also receiving Diksha from Germany, Ramchandra Das Prabhu and Priti Devi Dasi from Aachen.
Same name.
Shri Ramchandra
Das.
Das.
And Priti Devi. Priti Devi.
Prithvi.
Priti, Priti.
Priti Devi.
Receiving Diksha, Damodari Devi Dasi.
Oh, Damodari Devi Dasi.
Receiving Diksha from Bosnia, Nandalal Das Prabhu.
Nandalal Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Sweden, Suvarna Devi Dasi.
Suvarna Devi Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam, Ratipriya.
Ratipriya Dasi ki jai.
From Brazil. And Madhava Priya Dasi.
Madhava Priya Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam, Nitai Pradyumna from Netherlands.
Nitai Das.
Nitai. Nitai Das Prabhu ki jai.
From Dresden, receiving Harinam, Christian Ramelov.
Charu Krishna.
Oh, Charu Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
receiving Harinam from Jule Buddha from, I believe, German.
Jayanti Devi ki jai.
From Slovenia, Robert Bertocci receiving Harinam.
Radhanath Prabhu ki jai.
Living in America, receiving Harinam and Diksha today, Erika Lars.
Indumukhi ki Devi ki jai. Indumukhi.
Receiving Harinam from Italy, Morgan Massia.
Mohandas Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam also from Italy, Daniela Piras.
Dayal Hari Prabhu ki jai.
From Lithuania, receiving Harinam, Dalius Gerulaitis.
Dayal Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
From Brazil, receiving Diksha, Hari Priya Devi Rasi.
Hari Priya Devi ki jai.
From Stuttgart, receiving Diksha, Suchandra Devi Dasi.
Suchandra Devi Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Diksha, Lalita Dasi.
Lalita Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from England, Luke Lowsley Williams.
Lalit Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
From Germany, I believe, receiving Harinam, Jaydev Das.
Jaydev Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha, also from Germany, Damodar Priya
Devi ki jai.
From Rotterdam Preaching Center, receiving Diksha, Manju Devi Dasi
ki jai.
From Switzerland, receiving Diksha, Jai Sri Devi Dasi.
Jai Sri Devi Dasi ki jai.
From Switzerland, receiving Diksha, Shyampriya Devi Dasi.
Shyampriya Devi ki jai.
From Latvia, receiving Harinam, Liga Loskevila.
Lilavati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Germany, Susanne Amrit.
Sumitra Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Germany and Diksha, Oliveira Reuter.
Roma Devi Dasi ki jai.
And her son, Nikolai.
Only name.
Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
From Germany receiving Harinam, Angela Freigam.
Achyut Priya Davi ki jai.
From Germany receiving Harinam, Bernard Koch.
Venugopal Prabhu ki jai. Venugopal.
From Latvia, receiving Harinam, Uldis Pastuhos.
Uddhav Das Prabhu ki jai.
From Czechia, receiving Harinam and Diksha, Ondra Meludzin.
Madhavendra Das ki jai.
And the last one from England, receiving Diksha, Yasomatinandan.
Yasomatinandan Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Kirtankar.
So, few devotees, they want for deity installation. It will take place tomorrow, 8 a.m. here. So, I will come here 8 a.m. They have to be ready before that. And tomorrow, darshan of Holland, England and other countries, not Germany, because Germany